Good evening. We're going to be in Isaiah chapter 41 this evening. Isaiah chapter 41, when I was preparing for the lesson for this morning, I thought about this passage, beginning in verse 8 of Isaiah 41. But you, Israel, my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, descendant of Abraham, my friend, you whom I have taken from the ends of the earth, and have called from its remotest parts, and have said to you, you are my servant. I have chosen you and not rejected you. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not anxiously look about you, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Surely I will help you. Surely I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. And I've read all of these verses to give us a context of what all is being said, but I want to focus on what God says here in verse 8. It says, descendant of Abraham, my friend. What a wonderful thing that would be to be called by God. Can you imagine having God to so proud to have you as a servant? And of course, this is not something that arose out of nowhere. It was a process to get to this point, and it's a process that had a beginning. We can see in Genesis chapter 12, in verse 1, that the Lord calls to Abraham, go forth from your country and from your relatives and from your father's house to the land which I will show you, and I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great. And so you shall be a blessing, and I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you I will curse, and in you all of the families of the earth will be blessed. And Abraham obeyed God. Verse 4, so Abram went forth as the Lord had spoken to him. The fact that the creator of everything, the creator of the universe, would desire to have a relationship with a man is a pretty mind-blowing thing. But what we see is that this friendship with God begins with obedience. And this is something that really mankind has gotten completely wrong all throughout time. I mean, you can look at people of every age, and there's always people, and maybe the majority of people, that say, I will give of me my time, my service, my friendship, my devotion, whatever it may be, if I get what I want. But Abraham, the man whom God himself calls his friend, shows that it's actually the other way around. It begins with obedience. And as time passes, Abraham continues to give a lot of things to God, really. He continues to give him obedience, and we see that throughout the life of Abraham. He gives God faithfulness. He says to the king of Sodom in Genesis 14 and verse 22, I have sworn to the Lord God Most High, possessor of heaven and earth, that I will not take a thread or a sandal thong or anything that is yours, for fear that you would say, I have made Abram rich. God made Abraham rich. And he did not want to take a thing that made it seem otherwise. That's faithfulness on the part of Abraham. When God said to Abraham in his old age, you are going to have a son, Genesis 15 and verse 6, then he believed in the Lord, and he reckoned it to him as righteousness. Righteousness and also faithfulness in God. Abraham gave God devotion over everything. I don't think that we can say anything else about a man who is willing to raise a knife against his own beloved and prayed for son, the answer to his prayers. But, and here's really what I find the amazing thing in all of this. Abraham was willing to give so much, and Abraham did give so much, but God, again, the ruler of everything, the ruler of the universe, gave back to Abraham as well. God gave Abraham great gifts, his promises, a child. God gave Abraham encouragement. Genesis 15 and verse 1, do not fear, Abram, I am a shield to you. Which points out that God also gave Abraham his presence. He gave Abraham his help. Abraham, it's an amazing thing, was faithful to God all the way up till the end of his life. But even more amazing is God was faithful back. And to that point, and beyond it as well, Jesus points out in Matthew 22 and verse 31, but regarding the resurrection of the dead, have you not read what was spoken to you by God? I am the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is the God, he is not the God of the dead, but of the living. It was certainly a very long journey that Abraham went through with the Lord, an eternal journey that he went through with him. And it's one that we know made an impact on Abraham. I mean, how could it not? But it also made an impact on the Lord as well. Again, we read in this passage in Isaiah that God calls Abraham his friend. And I don't know if God gets proud like we do about people, like we get proud of our children or anything like that. But he does, in his word, leave us this verse. And not just us, but he tells everybody throughout every generation whom the Bible will be available for, and I believe that'll be everybody throughout time, this man, Abraham, meant something to me. He was my friend. Believe it or not, we can be like Abraham. The Lord God, creator of the universe, calls out to us, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me." And yes, he calls us to obedience. He calls us to faithfulness. He calls us to devotion. And yes, that may sound like leave what you are comfortable with and follow me. And for Abraham, that was his home. That was his family. For us, Jesus says, pick up your cross and follow me. But again, I keep using this combination of words. The mind-blowing thing, the crazy thing, is that he says that he will give back. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. What we give can never equal what God gives to us. He is faithful. He is present for us. He helps us. Hebrews 10 and verse 23, "Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful." Think about that. Again, we read back in Isaiah 41 and verse 8. The Lord says, "But you, Israel, my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, descendant of Abraham, my friend, you whom I have taken from the ends of the earth and called from its remotest parts, and I have said to you, you are my servant. I have chosen you and not rejected you. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not anxiously look about you, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Surely I will help you. Surely I will uphold you with my righteous hand." We focused on Abraham up until this point of the lesson, really for the majority of the lesson, but who is it that he is making this promise to? He is talking about, and he is making this promise to the descendants of Abraham. And we know that we, through Christ the Christian, are the descendants of Abraham through faith. God says to us, "You do not have to fear. I am with you. I am your God. I will help you." And God also tells all the generations throughout the end of time, every single one that picks up God's word, "This people, my people, mean something to me." And he has always said that. God is proud of his people, and he's proud of the righteous people that they are. We need to be proud of what he calls us to be. Not I have to be faithful, I get to be faithful. Not I have to pray, I get to pray. Not I have to read the word, I get to read the word. Not I have to be devoted to God, I get to be devoted to God. Not I have to spend time with my brethren, I get to spend time with my brethren. Peter, in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 12, he says this about the salvation that comes through Christ and also about the prophets who revealed it. "It was revealed to them that they were not serving themselves, but you in these things, which now have been announced to you through those who have preached the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven, things into which angels long to look." We get to experience the promises that God has been waiting to fulfill. The promises that he has spoken about over and over and over again throughout his prophets. And also we get to be the people that he has always wanted to receive those promises. We get to be the righteous people that, again, he has talked about over and over and over again throughout his word. We should be proud to be his people. And we should be proud of our God. He is the one that deserves it. Peter also said in 1 Peter 3 and verse 15, "But sanctify Christ as Lord in your hearts, always being ready to make a defense to everyone who asks you to give an account for the hope that is in you, yet with gentleness and reverence." Can you imagine the account that Abraham would give of the Lord that he has had faith in, that he has hoped in? "Yes, I was outnumbered by my enemies, but the Lord was faithful. Yes, I would have never imagined having a child in my life, but the Lord was faithful. I made mistakes. I tried to take the promise into my own hands, but the Lord was faithful. I decided to be faithful even to the point of letting go of my son, and the Lord was faithful. He said, through me, all of the peoples of the earth would be blessed." And every single one of us here today can look at that and say, yes, the Lord has been faithful. Do you think Abraham would be proud of his God? We should be. our God deserves to be exalted in our lives. Even though we are a people that are no stronger than any other people, even though we are a people that are no greater than any other people, the Lord has told everyone that we are His people. Who are we going to tell that God is our God? Hopefully we can all call Him our God. But if you have yet to be saved through Christ Jesus this evening and you would like to do that, or if you would like any prayers from the congregation, please do that. Please come forward while we stand and as we sing.